With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Reshoots are a bit of a dirty word in many film enthusiast circles, despite the fact they're an organic, often necessary part of the filmmaking process. But it's also totally fair to say that not all reshoots turn out well, and sometimes they're part of a larger desperate bid to try and salvage a troubled project. From jarring changes in narrative tone to ridiculous technical mistakes and everything in between, I'm Ewan, this is What Culture, and here are 10 recent movies where the reshoots were obvious. Number 10. Artemis Fowl. Artemis Fowl was ultimately sent straight to Disney Plus last summer, a convenient fate which allowed Disney to use the pandemic to disguise the fact that they knew they had a surefire dud on their hands. And it was clear as day to anyone who had been paying attention to the film's marketing. Principal photography began in March 2018, and though the first teaser trailer was released in November of that year, the first full trailer didn't land until almost 18 months later in March 2020, aka the most cursed month in all of existence. Only at that point, 2 years after shooting started, it was revealed that Colin Farrell had joined the cast as Artemis's father, making it abundantly clear that the actor had been added during reshoots in order to give the film some A-list pizzazz. Number 9. Godzilla vs. Kong. Even if you weren't aware that Godzilla vs. Kong underwent reshoots during post-production, it's plainly obvious that the film received some significant tinkering prior to release. This is most obvious through the bizarrely curtailed role afforded to veteran character actor Lance Reddick, strangely appearing for mere seconds as the director of Monarch. Director Adam Wingard explained after the film's release that Reddick's role was cut down after elements of the plot were changed through reshoots and editing, saying that, quote, "he had a larger role, but ultimately we didn't need that scene. We changed a couple of plot details during the editing process, so that earlier stuff got cut." Given the less than positive response to Godzilla King of the Monsters 2 years prior, released after Godzilla vs. Kong had already completed principal photography, by the way, it wouldn't surprise anyone if the reshoots were conducted to address complaints about that film, namely the excess of silly human nonsense. Number 8. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Zack Snyder's Justice League saw the director finally able to bring his colossal 4-hour vision of the superhero epic to the big screen after it was effectively taken away from him in 2017. But in addition to assembling all his existing footage and completing VFX work, Snyder was also allowed a small number of reshoot days to tie the new production together. As pleasantly surprising as the movie is generally considered, it's tough to deny how aggressively these reshot scenes stick out compared to the original footage filmed in 2016. Firstly, there's the infamous nightmare sequence where Bruce Wayne has an apocalyptic vision of a future as Darkseid invades and then annihilates the Earth. The scene includes numerous prominent characters such as Cyborg, The Flash, Mera, Deathstroke, and the Joker, but it's hilariously obvious that most of the actors weren't actually together when they shot the scene. The sneakily edited sequence with a blurry digital background is full of composited actors mostly pretending they're interacting with one another, with Ezra Miller not even being in the same country as Snyder when they shot their portion of the scene due to being in London filming Fantastic Beasts 3. Number 7. The Woman in the Window. As much of a goddamn pro as Amy Adams is, even her committed performance couldn't rescue Joe Wright's woefully misguided The Woman in the Window from its incomprehensible screenplay and listless direction. Originally intended for a theatrical release in October 2019, the film ended up delayed repeatedly following negative test screenings, after which reshoots were conducted with Tony Gilroy penning new scenes. Long before the film was released, it was reported that the reshoots were intended to clarify a third act, which confused test audiences. As such, it's little surprise that when the film finally hit Netflix earlier this year, its third act stuck out like a sore thumb compared to the rest of the story. The climactic sequence, in which Adam's protagonist learns the identity of the central killer, feels cribbed from a different movie, taking a sharp left turn into a silly, tonally jarring showdown between hero and villain that's at odds with the more slight mystery vibe of the preceding two acts. As such, the end of the film feels distractingly Frankenstein together from material new and old. Not good. Number 6. Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise ultimately turned out pretty well, despite finally being released over 3 years after it first began shooting. Its release was delayed due to both the pandemic and the need to conduct reshoots to fine-tune the picture, amounting to a few days in the summer of 2019. Curiously, it was around the time that principal photography was completed that the film began to receive backlash for reportedly casting Jack Whitehall, a straight man, to play a quote, stereotypically camp gay man. And as a side, America, you better not make Whitehall the next James Corden. Haven't we already suffered enough? Back to Jungle Cruise, though, and the film's marketing seemed to be hiding Whitehall's character from audiences, possibly in response to the bad PR, and so rumors began to spread that the character was ultimately being tweaked in reshoots. While we don't know for sure what exactly was changed during the reshoots, McGregor is ultimately a fairly respectful, not entirely stereotypical depiction of a gay person, so it seems highly likely that the reshoots reconfigured his character just a smidge.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 5. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. To even the most unobservant, casual Star Wars fan, it's infuriatingly obvious that The Rise of Skywalker was basically held together by duct tape, safety pins, and like, maybe a Lego brick. Two tops. Almost every scene feels hurriedly chopped up, rushing from one generic breadcrumb following plot beat to the next, as though J.J. Abrams and co-writer Chris Terrio were basically making it up as they went along. The film's editor, Marianne Brandon, has spoken extensively about the film's rushed production to meet its Christmas 2019 release date, and confirmed that one of the scenes fans always suspected was a last-minute reshoot truly was. The scene in question involves a Force ghost of Luke Skywalker dispensing wisdom to Rey and encouraging her to face Palpatine. Though a version of the scene was always in the script, the dialogue wasn't finished until reshoots took place. Brandon had this to say: "The scene on the island with Luke, when Luke sees Rey, the film
film kind of informed us after it was together what it needed to say, so we went back and got that dialogue. Given that many fans complained about the janky looking nature of the Luke ghost, and I mean, yeah, just look at it, and the scene as a whole feeling like it bends over backwards to satisfy fans upset by Luke's portrayal in The Last Jedi, it makes a little more sense that the footage was captured in the later stages of the hurried post-production process. Number 4. Army of the Dead. Zack Snyder's new Netflix zombie film undertook the gargantuan task of replacing an actor who appeared in many, many scenes of the movie alongside other cast members. After sexual misconduct allegations were leveled against Chris D'Elia, the decision was made to remove him from the film, D'Elia ultimately being replaced with comedian Tig Notaro. Snyder and Netflix organized 2 weeks worth of reshoots to integrate Notaro into the film, but due to both the pandemic and the massive ensemble cast, the decision was made to insert her into the film through clever editing and VFX trickery. In fact, the only actor Notaro worked with during reshoots was Ana de la Reguera, and as impressively as Snyder managed to weave Notaro's performance into the existing material, it's still incredibly easy to spot. The key giveaway is of course the fact that Notaro generally delivers her dialogue in isolated shot-reverse-shot conversations with her co-stars, and most of the time that she does appear in shots with other cast members, there are noticeable feathering blurs where she's been composited into the existing take. To the trained eye, it's pretty clear she didn't film her material with the other actors, but Snyder gets a day for effort all the same. Number 3. Doolittle. Robert Downey Jr.'s Doolittle is undeniably one of the most obviously tinkered with blockbuster releases of the last few years. The film had a famously troubled production whereby, after poor test screenings, Universal and producer Star Downey took aggressive measures to fix the ailing tentpole. The studio met with numerous successful writers, including Seth Rogen and Neighbors co-writer Brendan O'Brien, to try and iron out the movie's tone and make it a more accessible, family-friendly adventure romp. The end result is a film that stinks of desperation to entertain in just about every scene. For example, a flabbergasting amount of Downey's dialogue was clearly dubbed during post-production, considering how often his back is posed to the camera. Also, the film's infamous dragon colonoscopy is nothing if not a blatant miserable Hail Mary pass slung together in reshoots. The sort of head-scratching creative call you only make when you've obviously exhausted every half-sensible idea and you're movie still isn't working. Number 2. Chaos Walking. The recently released Chaos Walking is another project which seemed doomed long before it finally landed in cinemas. Shooting began in August 2017, more than 3.5 years before it was finally released, with necessary reshoots being held up by the busy schedules of in-demand stars Daisy Ridley and Tom Holland. In the spring of 2019, 3 weeks of reshoots were conducted at the cost of $15 million, with Evil Dead and Don't Breathe director Fede Alvarez subbing in for original filmmaker Doug Liman. While the film as a whole is a baffling mess of competing tones and ideas, the reshoots draw huge attention to themselves in the third act of the movie. The overwhelming majority of the final reel ditches the larger supporting cast more or less out of nowhere, focusing instead on Ridley and Holland's characters and a few select others, suggesting the bulk of the third act accounted for most of that $50 million spend. Ridley's blonde wig also looks markedly different between consecutive scenes, exacerbating the film's distractingly disjointed and somewhat aimless feel. And number 1. Dark Phoenix. All things considered, it's genuinely quite impressive that Dark Phoenix managed to outdo X-Men Origins Wolverine in terms of being the worst of Fox's X-Men movies. Like, not even Dazzler can save this thing. Dazzler! Just shocking all around. Shooting began in June 2017, and due to poor test screenings, the film received several delays as Fox attempted to organize 2.5 weeks of reshoots for its large, busy ensemble cast. These reshoots ended up significantly changing the third act of the film, as well as altering other aspects of the narrative. For starters, alien villain Vuk, I can't remember now, was originally supposed to be a member of the Skrulls rather than the Dabar
Sorry. But this has reportedly changed after the production got wind of Captain Marvel also using the Skrulls. As such, Jessica Chastain's scenes make virtually no verbal reference to her name or race. As for the film's finale, it was originally supposed to be set in space, but after feeling that it again risked aping Captain Marvel, it was reshot to take place in the far more modest and cinematic setting of a train. I mean, it's fine if you like trains, but space is objectively cooler.